morning. My name is Brandy Haney. I'm an electrical engineering major at Alcorn State University and also a student engineer at USDA at Stoneville, Mississippi. I'd also like to acknowledge my co-author, who I'm working underneath, Rick Byler. I'll be talking today about plastic impurities found in cotton. What are plastic impurities? An impurity is a foreign material, whether organic or inorganic, that gets inadvertently mixed with cotton in the harvest and post-harvest processes. In our experiments, we've used grocery bags, which were colors of blue, beige, and white, epoxy layer margarep, ice bags, which were blue, clear, and white, agricultural mulch bags, which were black, and light clear and yellow layer, and polypipe white. U.S. cotton has been known to be relatively free of cotton free of contamination. Recent contamination levels have been slightly increasing. Historical concerns about plastic contamination date back for at least 10 years. These are certain plastic materials which may contaminate cotton lint at the gym. We have PET, which are bale ties, module covers, and food containers, LDPE, HDPE, and PE, which are shopping bags, module covers, bale bags, and clothing. We have PP, which are bale bags, twine, rope, bottles, clothing, and module wrappers. Module covers. And we have PVC, which are pipes, module covers, fittings, wire insulation, and packaging. These are a few of the plastics that were added to the cotton, that were added to the seed cotton as it entered the gene stream. In some cases, some of the plastic entered in the lint, or in more cases, more than half were retrieved from the lint. In many cases, the plastic pieces in the lint had obvious damage. In other cases, there was virtually no visible damage. Some of the equipments that I found were the Jocelyn Vision Shield T, which incorporates three different contamination detection methods using greater wavelength, the scattering effect, and UV light to detect impurities. Another was the Barcode cotton sorter, which sends the cotton tufts through a transparent tunnel where the fibers are eliminated, and four CCD line scan cameras observed from top to bottom and bottom to top. The Barcode sliver watch will halt the draw frame or lapper, allowing manual elimination by the operator of the equipment. The Yarnmaster Zenit is an optoelectric yarn clearing system. At the end of the ring spinning process, yarn faults are cut out of the yarn and the two ends are spliced back together. We're also looking at the triboelectric effect. It's a type of electrification in which certain materials become electrically charged and are coming into contact with another different material and then are separated. One becomes positively charged by giving up some of its electrons, and the other becomes negatively charged by taking those electrons to keep them after contact is broken. The more you make and break contact, the bigger the charge will be. We're also looking at the corona effect. The corona effect is a discharge, electrical discharge brought on by the ionization of a fluid such as air surrounding a conductor that is electrically charged. Spontaneous corona discharges occur naturally in high voltage systems unless it is taken to limit the electric field strength. When the potential difference is applied between the conductors, a potential gradient is set up in the air, which has maximum value as the conductor surfaces. This produces another ion and one or more free electrons, which in turn are oscillated until they collide with other neutral molecules, thus producing corona. Here I have a few videos where we use the triboelectric effect.
Okay, we're using 30 kilovolts and... Okay. 17 ten, hundredths of a milliamp. So I've always looked right. Okay, here we have some cotton on the cylinder, and as we turn it, fiber on top of the drum, and power on. Okay, here's some cheap plastic stuck to the cylinder. Power on. Okay. Turn it.
Some advice and suggestions. Jenners need to be aware of any foreign materials found on equipment or on the gym floors. Take extra time prior to ginning the first module to inspect all equipment to ensure that there are no contaminants located in or around the ginning equipment. Also, inspect module trucks for foreign materials such as plastics or rope that may have been picked up in the field. Instruct all GIN employees on the proper procedures used to safely unwrap round modules and be sure to not use torn module covers for traditional modules that may introduce contaminants into the cotton. Walk the cotton fields and remove debris prior to harvest. That concludes my presentation. Any questions?
We got time for questions if y'all have any.
When you were showing the video, the cotton was falling off and the plastic was adhering.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the corona effect?
That was the tribal electric effect.
That's tribal electric. Can you kind of explain that a little bit?
The purpose is, I believe, it makes, I guess if we use the endogen, the plastic will, the impurities will get stuck to the barrel, but the cotton, the air force will push the cotton up because it's so light. Therefore, it less impurities in the cotton.
Okay. Shay, I'll give you a little more on that. So that is a corona discharge static generator to basically apply static charge to that plastic. And yeah, the point of the demonstration was it stayed stuck to the metal, you know, when that condenser drum rolled, you know, it would normally fall off.
Okay.
Another question on what you said. What about centrifugal force with RPM? That drum's going to be a lot more than what you were showing here. So how would centrifugal force affect the static forces that hold the drum?
I'm not sure. I just started doing this research. I'm just getting my feet wet. I'm trying to work on it, and hopefully next year I have some more experience to tell you guys more information.
Any more questions? Thank you.